The World This Week, Business.
The Federal Reserve released the results of its annual stress tests, which assess how banks would cope with a severe global recession and meltdown in the property market. All 31 of the banks, including Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo, passed the Fed's baseline scenario, meeting their minimum capital ratios, though the aggregate ratio, a cushion against losses, fell from 12.7% to 9.9%. The bank's combined hypothetical losses reached $685 billion. Lufthansa announced that it would pass on the cost of complying with new emissions regulations to passengers. The German airline will introduce an environmental cost surcharge of between €1 and €72, that's $77, on flights that depart from the EU, Britain, Norway and Switzerland after December 31st. Lufthansa said this was to help cover a European rule ensuring that at least 2% of airlines' fuel consumption comes from more expensive, sustainable aviation fuel, as well as other green tape. Airbus's share price plunged by 10% after it slashed its profit forecast because of supply chain problems that have left it with a shortage of aircraft engines. It is now aiming to deliver 770 commercial planes this year, down from a previous estimate of 800. The European Commission accused Microsoft of breaching antitrust rules by tying its Teams communications product into its Office software. The Commission says Microsoft did not offer customers a choice on whether they wanted Teams. The accusations form part of a preliminary response to a complaint lodged by Slack. Microsoft has already taken steps to tackle some of the issues and said it would try to answer the Commission's remaining concerns. In another preliminary finding, the Commission accused Apple of preventing app developers from steering consumers towards alternative channels for content at its App Store. Apple responded that it had made a number of changes to comply with the EU's new Digital Markets Act. The company is postponing the rollout in the EU of new artificial intelligence features for the iPhone because of uncertainties in competition rules. Nvidia's stint as the world's most valuable company didn't last long. The chipmaker's share price fell over several days, wiping hundreds of billions of dollars off its market value. At one point, the stock was 13% down from its peak. The decline may have been caused by investors cashing in gains from the stock's extraordinary recent rise. News that Jensen Huang, Nvidia's chief executive, sold a tranche of his shares may also have contributed to the sell-off. Enthusiasm for the stock was soon rekindled, and the stock climbed again in subsequent trading. Argentina fell into recession again. The economy shrank by 2.6% in the first quarter over the previous 3 months. On a year-on-year basis, GDP was 5.1% smaller. The unemployment rate surged to 7.7%. Volkswagen created a joint venture with Rivian and will invest $5 billion in the maker of electric vehicles. Rivian, best known for supplying Amazon with delivery vans, will share its technical expertise and software with VW, which faces a big challenge in Europe from cheaper Chinese EV imports. The deal is a potential lifeline for Rivian, which reported a net loss of $1.4 billion for the first 3 months of the year. New York has the most traffic congestion of any city in the world, according to a survey by INRIX, a data analytics firm. New Yorkers spent 101 hours stuck in traffic last year, though London, Paris, Mexico City and Chicago were not far behind in terms of time wasted. New York's plan to introduce a congestion charge was recently put on hold by New York State Governor. INRIX calculates that vehicles in downtown Manhattan crawl along at a speed of 11 miles an hour, that's 18 kilometers per hour, during peak morning periods. After several setbacks, the robo-taxi industry took a big step forward as Waymo opened its service in San Francisco to everyone, following trials of limited numbers of passengers. The city is only the second in America, Phoenix is the other, where Waymo's self-driving fleet is available to all. Some 300,000 San Franciscans have signed up. Chapel Down, Britain's biggest winemaker, said it was considering a sale of the business as one option to fund its long-term growth. Known for its sparkling wine, the company listed on London's AIM stock market in December. A warming climate has helped Britain's vineyards. Yields in 2023 were the highest ever. GB Wine estimates that production rose from 5.3 million bottles in 2017 to 20 to 22 million bottles in 2023, still a drop in the barrel compared with France's 7 billion to 8 billion bottles.